And Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are now celebrating the solemn octave of Pentecost, and just like in Easter, this feast continues throughout the whole week, and in every day we have the proper Mass of Pentecost, starting from Sunday to Monday, Tuesday, and so on. And the stational church today is that of Saint Peter in chains, and I hope you still remember what stational churches are. Those were when, on certain feast days, the people of Rome followed the Pope to the different churches where he said Mass on each designated feast day. So Pentecost Monday, the Pope and his clergy gathered to say Mass in the Church of Saint Peter in chains. And Saint Peter, in the Acts of the Apostles, he was bound in chains because he worked to Jesus. But the devil, our adversary, he cannot chain the Spirit of God. But the apostles, after Pentecost, went around the whole world preaching the good news of Jesus, who had died, so that every man who hears and believes and is baptized could be saved. And today the epistle which Father McGuire sang, and which is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, it tells how the Holy Ghost was poured upon the Gentiles, that is, the pagans, who listened Saint Peter preaching. And since Saint Peter saw that they had received the Holy Ghost, he commanded them to be baptized, so that they would not just be hearers of the word, but doers as well, and members of the Holy Catholic Church. This epistle of today's Pentecost Monday therefore teaches that all men can save their souls, but only on the condition that they hold the Catholic faith. These pagans had heard that Saint Peter preaching, and they received that word well. They believed and wanted to be taken as members of the Catholic Church. And that's how we should live our lives as well, children, full of the strength of Holy Ghost, always educating ourselves in holy religion and wanting to share this holy religion with as many people as possible. Through receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, these pagans who listened to Saint Peter, they now belonged to the soul of the Church. This outpouring of the Holy Church prepared them for a worthy reception of holy baptism, but upon being baptized, they became members of its body, namely the body of the Holy Catholic Church. And you should also learn from this feast, children, that one can be saved also by belonging to the soul of the Catholic Church. Sometimes in extraordinary circumstances, God prepares a sudden conversion in a pagan so that he hears the word and believes that and wants to be baptized, even if he actually cannot be baptized in time. This happened to a very famous saint, she's famous mainly in the Eastern churches, named Saint Alexandra. She was the wife of cruel Emperor Diocletian, of whom you have heard several times during this year. Emperor Diocletian was the emperor of Rome, who was the fiercest and the most cruel persecutor of the Catholic Church. So his wife was named Saint Alexandra, and this was during the time when Saint George was faithfully and courageously preaching the Catholic faith in Rome. Saint George had destroyed the idol of Romans named Apollo, So the pagan governor went into the palace of Queen Alexandra and complained how much trouble this famous Christian named George had given him. Saint Alexandra said to this pagan governor, "Have I not told thee many times to let alone this race of Christians? For their God is the true God, and he will humble thee in thy pride." Now the governor saw that the queen was really and secretly a Christian, and he denounced her to the rulers of Rome. So all the governors commanded to bring her and to hang her upon the wooden horse to torture her. Queen Alexandra did not say a word, but she was looking up to heaven, and there in the presence of Saint George, she looked at his face and said to him, "Pray for me while I suffer these tortures." And Saint George answered her, "Bear them patiently for a little, O Queen, that thou mayest receive a crown from the hands of my Lord Jesus Christ." But since Saint Alexandra had not yet been baptized, she asked him, "O my master, what shall I do, for I have not received holy baptism?" And Saint George answered, "Go, and thou shalt receive baptism by the pouring out of holy blood." And while they were taking her away to destroy her, she cried out, "O my Lord Jesus Christ, behold, I have kept the door of my palace open to thee, and have not closed it. Do thou, O Lord, not close the door of the paradise of joy against me." And then Queen Alexandra, she was put cruelly to death and on the death of martyrdom, and received her incorruptible crown and reward in heaven. Dear children, when we talk about the wonders of Holy Ghost, remember always that Holy Ghost, God Almighty, can save whomever he chooses. We can never make selections on God's behalf. We can only work as his instruments. Always remember to pray for the soul of whoever whom you know who dies, because even though he might be a very bad person while he was living, he might have at the last moment saved his soul through the mercy of God. If you remember, Saint Alexandra was not baptized, but through her martyrdom she belonged to the soul of the church, just like the pagans of today's epistle, who heard the Saint Peter preaching and wanted to be baptized. Saint Alexandra was baptized by blood, through her own blood, called the baptism of blood, and she became a glorious martyr. And sometimes one can desire, through the effect of the Holy Ghost, desire to receive the baptism, but it's not possible for him at the moment. When you pray for the souls of the recently dead, never be like the Jews who were wondering, is the grace of the Holy Ghost given to the pagans too? As you have heard, God the Holy Ghost loves and enkindles so much fire in a person whom you never could think of. So always remember, children, that you are the temples of the Holy Ghost, and through you he can do wonderful things, just like he did through the holy apostles. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.